Chapter 13. The Deception of UFOs. The seventh reason why UFOs are clearly demonic in origin is because they deceive like demons. If what we've seen thus far wasn't enough proof that we're actually dealing with demons here, little do people know that they're also being used to explain away the rapture of the church. It's the ultimate last days deception. Let's take a look at just one biblical text talking about this next big prophetic event called the rapture.
1 Thessalonians 4:15-17. I can tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the call of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever.
Here we see just one passage in the Bible that deals with the evacuation of the Christians from planet Earth just before God's wrath is poured out upon the world in the seven-year tribulation. Now, little do people know that the premise of extraterrestrials, aliens and UFOs, are poised to become the ultimate excuse to explain away this event, the rapture of the church. I think this for obvious reasons. Put yourself in Satan's shoes. Here you have an event that you cannot deny, you can't spin it away, it really happened. Millions of people, all around the world, suddenly disappeared, and it's specifically and only Christians. So, the logical normal response to those left behind would certainly be something like, oh no. Why didn't I listen to my Christian wife, brother, co-worker, neighbor, whatever? They were right. The Bible is true. I better get right with God now. At that point, you'd think people en masse would get saved all over the world because of the shock of the rapture. Therefore, if you were the evil one, the devil, how would you try to put a stop to this? Simple. You do what you always do and what Jesus warned about. You lie, you deceive. You come up with the ultimate excuse to deny this event, the rapture of the church, so people won't connect it with God or Christianity. And that's precisely the ultimate deception behind the lie of aliens and UFOs. They say it's not God coming to get his church before he pours out his wrath on the planet. No. They're actually telling and prepping people right now to believe that it's the UFOs that are coming to save us. Don't believe me? Here's what your average UFO enthusiasts are being taught about this next event.
Barbara Marciniak, a famous New Age author and channeler, in her book Bringers of the Dawn, she documents what she claims extraterrestrials from the star system of the Pleiades have told her. There will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming, that nations are rising against each other in war, and that earthquakes are happening more frequently. The earth is shaking itself free, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. The people who leave the planet during the time of earth changes do not fit here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining. 1. Thelma Terrell, who goes by her spiritual name Chuella, wrote a book called Project World Evacuation. These are some quotes from that book. Our rescue ships will be able to come in close enough in the twinkling of an eye to set the lifting beams in operation in a moment and all over the globe where events warrant it. This will be the method of evacuation. Mankind will be lifted, levitated, shall we say, by the beams from our smaller ships. These smaller craft will in turn taxi the persons to the larger ships overhead, higher in the atmosphere, where there is ample space and quarters and supplies for millions of people. We watch diligently for the threat of a polar shift for the planet in your generation. Such a development would create a planetary situation through which none could survive. This would necessitate an evacuation such as I have referred to. Earth changes will be the primary factor in mass evacuation of this planet. There is method and great organization in a detailed plan already near completion for the purpose of removing souls from this planet, in the event of catastrophic events making a rescue necessary. The great evacuation will come upon the world very suddenly. The flash of emergency events will be as a lightning that flashes in the sky. So suddenly and so quick in its happening that it is over almost before you are aware of its presence. Phase 1 of the great exodus of souls from the planet will take place at a moment's notice when it is determined that the inhabitants are in danger. Do not be concerned nor unduly upset if you do not participate in this first temporary lift up of souls who serve with us. This merely means that your action in the plan is elsewhere, and you will be taken for your instructions or will receive them in some other manner. Do not take any personal affront if you are not alerted or are not a participant in this first phase of our plan. Your time will come later, and these instructions are not necessary for you at this time. 2. Timothy Green Beckley. Many of the New Age workers and instructors who feel that they will be taken will not be taken right away but left behind to help mankind survive through the cataclysmic period. That is their mission. Kay Wheeler, known by her spiritual name Osmana, describes herself as a Pleiadian star seed and channeler, published an article entitled, "The Time Is Now." Souls of Light, who claim to be ETs from the seventh celestial plane of life who are concerned with helping Earth evolve to full consciousness. She writes of the so-called evolutionary purge. The mother is desperately fighting for her life. Many of her vortexes have been drained. She is in critical condition at this time, and must turn her thoughts to herself if she is to survive. That is why you see the many crises in the world. Many of these you do not hear about on your screen of lies. There is much happening on planet at this time. The mother is cleansing. It is all she knows to do at this time to clear herself of the pollution that exists within her body. But you as light bearers can help your mother cleanse in such a way that does not destroy all life on this planet. Much of this is necessary. Many of these beings have appointments to leave at this time. Earth's population needs to be decreased to bring forth the necessary changes upon this planet to move into the fourth dimension. Your Earth is a fourth dimensional being at this time. She has moved into this energy pattern, and those who plan to stay must be of this vibration. Many of these beings who are leaving this planet at this time have completed that which they came to do. It is a time of great rejoicing for them. Do not feel sad about their leaving. They are going home. Many are waiting to be with them again. Many beings must move on, for their thought patterns are of the past. They hold on to these thoughts that keep Earth held back. John Randolph Price, a famous New Age intellectual and promoter, shares what his spirit guide told him. The people who didn't go along with the New Age would be wiped off the face of the Earth during the coming cleansing. Barbara Marciniak, if human beings do not change, if they do not make the shift in values and realize that without Earth they could not be here, then Earth, in its love for its own initiation, is reaching for a higher frequency, will bring about a cleansing that will balance it once again. There is the potential for many people to leave the planet in an afternoon. Various quotes from UFO channelers say, the cataclysms are all part of purifying this Earth back to a millennium. What is going to happen when you reach a certain point is that you will have the first wave of ascension. Those whose bodies cannot take this change will go in the first wave of ascension. They will be taken up and their bodies will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye they will be removed from the physical completely into the new spiritual body. Those who remain will be changed through transfiguration in high places. This will be the transfiguration of the bodies of those who are stronger that are on the Earth. There will be many visits from the galaxies by interdimensional beings, as from the Pleiades to assist and in some cases in your basin areas of large bodies of water to rescue people and take them into higher places. Those are the flying machines that you are seeing coming into your galaxies that have been preparing themselves for up to the last 40 years. They are coming in. Some never die on this Earth. These missing persons have already been taken as their time was not up and they were not meant to go through a demise. They went through a liftoff in UFOs. The following supposed alien message from the Ashtar Command. Greetings, this is Captain Solaris speaking to you. Much has been said on the photon belt over the years on planet Earth. What exactly is it? And why is it coming to Earth? The photon belt is an extremely large belt of cosmic radiation that is bundled together. It is the father and mother combined of the ascension bringers. It is deadly to those who have not the vibration to stand with it, killing them instantly. We tend to take those who cannot stand up to the vibrations that are quite intense with the photon belt. We relocate them to another world until their souls are ready to move up. For those who are ready and embrace the positive cosmic radiation, they remain on Earth. Once the Earth is healed, many people will be stunned as they feel their insides being changed. Many will scream as the last of their fear is taken away. The final step is the light which takes the world and all of its inhabitants, including the moon, to the fifth dimension, where we will then land and introduce ourselves. So, we ask each and every one of you to be patient, for the time is coming when the human race will ascend with the photon belt. Now it's time for the second wave. Thank yourselves, you are the ground crew who are going to change the Earth. i.e. helped propagate the lie. One researcher stated, for almost 2,000 years, the Christian belief has been that God will evacuate the earth of all born-again believers, prior to his pouring out of his wrath and Jesus' second coming to establish his reign and rule upon the earth, not to mention that whole final judgment of all souls, thing. But for many years now, many among the New Age movement have received messages from aliens and spirit guides that Mother Earth will soon cleanse herself by ejecting all those with bad vibratory patterns, i.e., the Christians, to another realm, allowing ascended masters and aliens to help us bring in a golden age upon the earth.
Really? Or maybe it's what the Bible calls man's worst nightmare, the seven-year tribulation. You talk about deception. Again, put this UFO evacuation talk instead of the biblical rapture in its context. It's the ultimate excuse. Imagine the day when tons of people worldwide are going to disappear from the planet via the rapture of the church. The whole world will be in a state of absolute panic and wondering, hoping, groping for some answer just to pacify their emotions. Human nature is that they'll gravitate towards any excuse just to maintain their sanity. But this isn't just any excuse. It's the ultimate excuse. The one that's been slowly methodically prepared for us over the last 150 years of evolutionary brainwashing. All it's going to take now is for somebody to get up and say, "Don't worry. Your loved ones are just fine. They've been beamed up by UFOs and are awaiting their time of rehabilitation when they can join us here back on Earth safely as we, the chosen ones, now enter the age of utopia." That's not only plausible, but after all this prep work over the last several decades to get us to believe this lie, that's believable. It makes total sense. It's the ultimate last days deception. And the irony is that while many people would deny the event that the Bible calls the rapture, it is this very event that the occult is waiting for to usher in the Antichrist's kingdom. How occult sees last days. They believe that once all the world's religions come together, and they're expecting it soon, a religious leader will be chosen to be Earth's religious spokesman and will then encourage all the people of the world to accept a new world leader, who will suddenly appear on the scene. Which sounds like the false prophet the Bible talks about, who convinces the world to worship the beast or the Antichrist. The occult is also in agreement that none of this can fully take place until the people who will never go along with this one world religion are out of the way. Can you guess who that might be? In fact, they say that these people who are restraining or holding things up won't necessarily die but will somehow mysteriously disappear, or in their words, elect to leave this dimension as if going to another room. And once these people leave this earth, the occult says the new world leader will take his rightful place over the world. Then and only then will it be possible to build a combination temple church mosque in Jerusalem. At the proper moment in history, a world religious leader will visit the combined Jewish Christian Muslim sector of Jerusalem to announce that all religions should be combined into one. This action will then finally break the Middle East logjam. Minutes before the Antichrist arises, some supernatural sound will be heard and spiritually felt by everybody on the planet simultaneously. At no other moment in world history will so many people be impacted at once. This action is designed to get everyone looking around as to what caused this sound. Now, what's really odd is there's a flurry of people around the world reporting that these strange noises are already being heard from the sky.
CTV News reports. There's been a lot of buzz reported over the last few weeks about strange sounds being heard in the atmosphere. People around the world and here at home have reported hearing some bizarre noises. What appears to be the same strange noise reported on social media seems to be the same noise heard all around the world. According to posts on various websites, similar noises have been reported for the past couple of years, causing a dramatic increase of online searches. Valley News reports. Some strange noises have been heard around the world in the past few weeks, has people buzzing, especially on YouTube. Clips from Arizona to England all showing folks alarmed with what sounds like a noise right out of a science fiction flick. Valley News team tries to find out if there is any explanation for the strange sounds.
It's kind of like watching a scary movie. The background noise gives you the feeling that something terrible is about to happen. At a baseball game, the batter is about to swing when this sound come on in the background, and the announcer says it is a haunting sound. As the batter hits a foul, the announcers are asking each other, "What can that possibly be?"
Someone shut the door. It sounds supernatural.
This sound is heard all over the world.
Then, with everyone's attention aroused, images of Antichrist will appear simultaneously over the entire earth, speaking to mankind, each in his own language. The sign and wonders will have begun. The Antichrist will appear as a man to a man and as a woman to a woman. He will appear as a white to white, as a black to a black, as an Indian to an Indian, etc. It makes no difference whether you are viewing him in person or on television. Thus, he will show that he is all things to all people.
And as one person states, I would not be surprised if this group is actually writing the peace treaty that the Antichrist will sign with Israel at the proper time, which would be the fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy of 9:27, which starts the seven-year tribulation. Another person states, I believe the world stands at the crossroads. Today, Israel stands at the precipice of her war with her Arab neighbors, a situation that seems like it will fulfill the satanic vision of 1870, which foresaw the need to wage three world wars to stage Antichrist.
This demonic vision foresaw that the Third World War would start between Israel and her immediate Arab neighbors. Out of the dust, smoke and ashes of this world war, Antichrist would come striding. Numerous New World Order authors have stated that the time period immediately preceding its actual implementation would contain the events found in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes in many places, multiplied lawlessness, etc. Society is planned to be racked with great distress and disorder. UFOs may even appear on the scene. Authors have written about international crises and internal panic. The intended effect is to so panic the peoples of the world that they will accept the new governmental system of the New World Order and the Antichrist as he makes his appearance. In fact, even previous presidents have hinted of how an alien presence or threat would instantly polarize us like this would.
President Ronald Reagan. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. I had a conversation privately with President Gorbachev. When you stop to think we are all God's children wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be at these meetings we just held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species from another planet outside of the universe. We'd forget all the local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on Earth together. Furthermore, the New World Order plan envisions such total global panic that the peoples of the world will be stampeded into accepting the loss of their democratic government and their freedoms in exchange for a promise to return to normalcy. In fact, one New Age author tells what this total package of events will be like. A very short, but very deadly global war using nuclear weapons upon select population concentrations was contemplated and was not ruled out. Can you imagine what will happen if Los Angeles is hit with a 9.0 quake, New York City is destroyed by a terrorist-planted atomic bomb? World War III breaks out in the Middle East, the banks and the stock markets collapse, extraterrestrials land on the White House lawn, food disappears from the markets, some people disappear, the Messiah presents himself to the world, and all in a very short period of time.
What's going to happen? People will panic and cry out for someone, anyone, to save them, and yet the whole thing will be carefully staged. In fact, let's whet our appetite. Imagine if your day started off like this.
A little boy about 9 or 10 years old is sitting on the bank of the river playing with his toy robots. The overcast is so heavy he can hardly see across the river. He starts hearing these loud sounds. It kind of sound like a roar coming from over his head. He starts looking up at the sky. Then the ground starts to shake and practically knocks him off the bench he is sitting on. Now he is a little frightened, but he can't figure out where the noise is coming from or why the earth just shook. Then he sees what looks like a giant robot walking across the river. He starts to run towards the bridge, so he can get a better look. As he gets to the bridge and closer to the giant robot, he looks up into the sky and sees flying saucers passing overhead. Meanwhile, across town a man is driving his car down the road when he slams on his brakes to stop while three of these giant robot, or aliens, walk in front of his car. He stands there looking up and then he sees the alien ships flying over their heads. These huge robots are so big and so heavy that with each step they take, they tear up the earth. By now, everyone is seeing them. The city has come to a stop as they watch to see what these things are going to do. The news now has come on the scene with their cameras. As the cameras are rolling and the newscaster is broadcasting what is happening, the huge monsters start shooting missiles out of what looks like their arms, tearing down buildings and destroying the city. The earth shakes, alarms go off, people are screaming and trying to run to safety. The alien ships are now flying lower into the crowds. These things are demolishing everything in their paths, whether it's people, cars, or buildings. Suddenly airplanes show up trying to shoot these things out of the air. But it seems like the aliens have the upper hand. They are shooting the planes down. They don't have a chance. Then the giant stands still, they bend down and convert to a box-like object. Suddenly they explode, causing fire to consume what is left of the city and all of its inhabitants.
So, let's ask ourselves the common sense question. If an event like that really happened, coupled with a stock market crash, nuclear bombs being dropped all over the world, earthquakes, wars, and a food shortage, just to name a few, what would people do? They will do what they have been conditioned to do. They will panic and cry out for someone, anyone, including an antichrist, to save them, and yet the whole thing will be carefully staged like this lady reveals.
Dr. Carol Rosin, when I was a corporate manager of Fairchild Industries in 1974 through 1977, I met the late Dr. Werner von Braun in early 1974. At that time, von Braun was dying of cancer, but he assured me that he would live a few more years in order to tell me about the game that was being played. That game being the effort to weaponize space, to control the Earth from space, and space itself. Von Braun's purpose in life, during the last years of his life, his dying years, was to educate the public and the decision makers about why space weapons are dumb, dangerous, destabilizing, too costly, unnecessary, unworkable, undesirable idea. The strategy that von Braun taught me was that first the Russians were going to be considered the enemy. In fact, when I met him in 1974, they were the enemy. The identified enemy. We were told that they had killer satellites. We were told that they were coming to get us and control us. They were commies. First, the Russians were the enemy that were going to build space-based weapons, then terrorists would be identified, and that was soon to follow. We heard a lot about terrorism. Then we were going to identify third world countries, crazies that we now call nations of concern. But he said that would be the third enemy against whom we needed to build space-based weapons, and the next enemy was asteroids. Now at this point he just kind of chuckled the first time he said it, asteroids were going to build space-based weapons. So, it was funny then. And the funniest one of all was against, what he called aliens, extraterrestrials, that would be the final card. Over and over and over during the 4 years that I knew him and was giving his speeches for him, he would bring up that last card. Remember, Carol, that last card is the alien card. We will have to build space-based weapons against aliens, and all of it is a lie. He didn't mention a timeline, but he said it was going to be speeding up faster than anybody could possibly imagine. That the efforts to put weapons in space was not only based on a lie but would accelerate past the point of people understanding it until it was already up there. And it was too late. The last card, the last card, the last card, would be the extraterrestrial threat.
Wow. What a setup. People not only have no idea what they're headed for, but they have no clue just how deep this demonic deception really goes. UFOs not only help to try to explain away the rapture of the church, but they will help totally prepare hearts to receive the Antichrist kingdom. Once these things occur, people en masse will totally flip out and cry out, "Please send somebody, we'll do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, I don't care, just please bring back some sense of normalcy." Yet, the whole thing has been carefully staged like a card game. What a lie. But, what you've got to understand is that they're not just waiting for you and me to get mixed up into the occult or into New Age to come across this information and get indoctrinated into this lie, but it's now being promoted in the mainstream media. Once again, Hollywood to the rescue. Most people don't even realize how the modern-day media has been one of the biggest allies to this lie of UFOs and their demonic message. One man shares this.
How the media encourages UFOs. Shortly after the first modern sightings of UFOs began in 1947, television programs were inspired to popularize the idea of UFOs, aliens, interstellar travel, etc. From grade B movies, to cartoon, to sitcoms, to all kinds of shows. Themes of outer space and contact with alien life have fascinated millions of people, including children who are now becoming adults.
And so, now, slowly, methodically, Hollywood is not only getting more and more blatant with the lie of UFOs and aliens, they're conditioning us. In fact, they're really speeding the deception up right now, to help us visualize away the biblical rapture of the church. just to make sure our minds are pacified and we never make the connection of the rapture of the church with God or Christianity or the Bible, to cover all the bases they are manufacturing a multitude of different UFO scenarios in movies to explain why people suddenly disappear. For instance, one scenario is that the aliens might be doing another good cop bad cop on us by pitting the good aliens against the bad aliens, and how the bad aliens are the ones who seek to do us harm. In fact, even prominent scientists in the media are saying this would not be a good thing.
MSNBC News reports. Stephen Hawking is in the news tonight as one of the bona fide smart people on the planet. The renowned astrophysicist warned us about aliens from outer space this weekend. People tended to listen up. His new Discovery Network series, Stephen Hawking says, if aliens visit us here on Earth, the outcome would be much like when Columbus landed in America, which didn't turn out well for the Native Americans. Make a note, he indicates we should stay away from them at all costs.
Well, there you have it. The late Stephen Hawking said it would be bad. So, what do we do? How do we prepare for this? Well, hey, no worry. The so-called good aliens are here to help us. But before the good aliens could stop them, some people got lost in the fracas, you know, like a cosmic collateral damage. For instance, maybe the people got zapped and that's why they disappeared, as this Hollywood movie helps us to imagine.
As the people are standing at the window looking at what is going on outside, balls of light are falling down from the sky. They are trying to figure out what exactly is going on when all of a sudden, one of the objects come flying through the glass and shatters the window. The news reports, they are not from our world, as the picture shows police on the street trying to combat these aliens and being annihilated in the process. They will not be stopped. They are absorbing all our power supplies, as the world goes dark. The scene of downtown is traffic has come to a complete stop. This is downtown Moscow, New York, London, Paris, Tokyo. All of them. They reported invisible invaders. They came here with a plan. The aliens' plan, phase one, seize the planet. They can see us, but we can't see them. Phase two, devour all energy. What do they want? Energy, electricity. Oh, my gosh. Phase three, destroy all life. As the people watch, the dog barks at one of the beings and suddenly is zapped and disappears.
So maybe that's what happened to your Christian loved one. The bad aliens zapped them before the good aliens could put a stop to it. But then again, maybe they didn't zap us, because that seems a little too harsh. Maybe they just sucked us up into their spaceships and took us away, like this movie helps us to imagine.
On August 28, 2009, NASA sent a message into space farther than we ever thought possible in an effort to reach extraterrestrial life. A news report comes in on Channel 22, Stephen Hawking, an astrophysicist and one of the smartest people on the planet, warned us about the possibility of aliens from outer space. There is a flash of fire shot down from the sky into a skyscraper. Then another report comes on another channel, Stephen Hawking's warning on aliens. Do not try to contact them. If extraterrestrials visit us, the outcome may be like when Columbus came to America. In other words, it didn't turn out too well for the Native Americans. As a result of trying to communicate with them, now they have come to our planet and are shooting their weapons down at the population of Earth. Maybe we should have listened. They are annihilating civilization. And they are sucking humans up into their aircraft. Don't look up.
I don't think it's by chance that they specifically said don't look up, because that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus says to do. He said, when you see these things taking place, look up, because your redemption draws near.
Luke 21:25-28. There will be signs in the sun, moon and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
That's right. Don't worry. Just move along. Thanks to Hollywood, you no longer need to be concerned if you see the biblical rapture with your very own eyes. Your loved ones, the Christians, they didn't leave the planet because God rescued them before he poured out his wrath upon the earth in the 7-year tribulation. No. 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 As you saw with the movies, their disappearance was caused by the aliens, the bad ones that sucked them up. Ye, never fear, the good aliens are here to help us restore order to the planet. Yeah, right. But just in case that excuse didn't work, thanks again to Hollywood, maybe the reason why your Christian loved ones disappeared was because the so-called good aliens came to Earth to take only certain people away in order to save mankind from certain destruction. You know, kind of like an environmental protection program. Because as we all know, we're under the constant threat of an asteroid or a comet plunging into the Earth, and we need to somehow keep the human race thriving like this next Hollywood movie shares.
Object 07493 was first spotted just beyond Jupiter's orbit by the Space Guard program. It was notable by the fact it was not moving in an asteroidal ellipse, but rather it had a hyperbolic orbit, and it was shooting through our solar system. The object is moving at speeds up to 3×10⁷ meter per second. At first it was projected to pass millions of miles outside of Earth's orbit, however we soon discovered that the object was not following the gravitational free-fall trajectory. As such its path was recalculated. It is coming directly to Earth. Maybe they are just collecting specimens from our planet. The speaker says. In response a fellow researcher says, it's not our planet. That's what he said to me in the hospital. An arc, it's an arc, so are all the other spheres. They are saving as many species as they can. He replies, if the sphere is an arc, if what comes next is the flood.
Now, notice the twisting of the biblical language there. That's not by chance. And neither is this next possible deceptive scenario with UFOs explaining away people's disappearance from the planet. The Bible says that the Christians are the chosen ones of God and he's coming again to take them again out of the horrible 7-year tribulation. But the aliens are right there with their counterfeit too. They too have their chosen ones, only they're not the ones who believe God's message of salvation through Jesus Christ like the Bible says. No. Rather, their chosen ones are the ones who believe their message of how the aliens are the ones who have come to save us, not God, as this next movie regurgitates.
A lady goes into a convenience store. As she enters, a warning comes on the TV.
This is not a test. This is an emergency transmission. The message is, the solar flares have caused more damage than what we originally thought. We recommend that people stay indoors until further notice.
Keep your pets inside, stock up on extra water, and if possible seek out underground shelter.
As the people hear this announcement, they start to panic.
The main character's son tells him, they are taking us all, Dad.
They sent a message ahead. Now they have come for us. It's time to go, Dad.
They have chosen us, so we can start over.
So, everything can start over.
The alien comes down to take them, but the son looks at the alien and says, what do you mean? He turns to his dad and asks him, why is he saying that? His dad asks, what?
What is he saying? The son answers, he's saying only the children must go. Those who heard the call.
The dad looks at the alien and begs, please. But as the children start to go onto the alien ship, the aliens transform into a brilliant light form with wings, and then they too turn around to go. The dad looks on with tears in his eyes as his son walks on board the ship and it leaves along with all the other ships, taking all the children. The children then are taken to another planet where the air is clean, and everything is beautiful and safe. The dad is now in his truck going back to his home and he sees what is coming behind him. Fire is engulfing the city.
He makes it to his parents' home and holding each other, they watch as the fire reaches them and destroys everything. The world is now totally destroyed.
Now, in this movie the so-called aliens even appear to have wings like angels. That's not chance. Once again evoking a quasi-biblical reference. But who is it, according to this movie, that's coming to save us? Not God, but the aliens. We are seeing for the very first time in mankind's history how people are being prepared right now to explain away the rapture of the church, via UFOs, even to the point where people will actually think that being left behind is a good thing or even an honorable thing, instead of mankind's greatest nightmare like Jesus warned about. Then, as if that wasn't bad enough, even when you try to explain this to the average Joe, so to speak, thanks to this brainwashing from Hollywood, people today would rather listen to these demons and their demonic message about UFOs than the Bible. Yet, the Bible, the book that nobody wants to read or just scoffs at, actually told us that this very thing would happen, specifically in the last days.
1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times some will turn away from what we believe, they will follow lying spirits and teachings that come from demons.
How can you get any clearer than that? This is exactly what's going on right now with UFOs. These demonic entities are dishing out demonic teachings, and people are buying it. And it's these lies that Jesus warned about just prior to his second coming. Watch out that no one deceives you, beware of the false messiahs promising false hopes and false rescues. Don't let anyone deceive you. The Bible says in the last days that there will be a time of great deception marked by a lie so powerful that even the very elect could be deceived if that were possible. Again, I wonder what that lie is. UFOs maybe? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? And so to me, the question at this point is this, why? Why would they do this? Well, again, what does the Bible say? They're demons. What else do you expect? They are trying to deceive you and keep you from going to heaven. That's what they do.
John Ankerberg. Let us begin by asking another question. Why would demons want to do this? The answer for this ruse is deception. People are fearful of death and judgment and are more than willing to listen to alleged post-mortem spirits who will soothe their fears and promise them that life after death is other than what the Bible teaches. But while spirits may play on the fears of people in one instance, they may play on the hopes of people in another. Mankind has always been fascinated with the heavens, and even more so with the recent advent of the space age. Millions of people are longing for contact with a vastly superior civilization from space in the hope that it may solve the world's problems and end war, poverty, and everything else that no one likes. This longing includes some of our leading politicians and statesmen. So, it is not surprising that demons, whose primary purpose is spiritual deception, leading people away from God, would take advantage of this hope and seek to pervert it. Consider the following. One of the most dominant cultural influences of UFOs is to undermine faith in the Bible. UFO phenomena support the myth of naturalistic evolution and the idea that man can finally perfect himself apart from God. For many people, belief in UFOs has become a replacement for personal faith in God since the UFO entities encourage people to look to the skies or the aliens for their individual and collective salvation. UFO encounters also promote occultism and expand its territory under a novel and unexpected guise. For other people, the UFO phenomenon makes the Bible outdated and undermines its authority by relegating it to a level of vastly more primitive earthbound literature. The UFO phenomena tend to belittle mankind's place in the universe from its biblical heights to something lower. Man is no longer the crown of God's creation and the one for whom Jesus Christ died. Instead, he is something of an almost infinitely lesser creature, one lower species among probable billions of more advanced species in the universe. Thus, many extraterrestrial theorists place man as an infinitely small speck in an infinitely vast universe whose only genuine hope for survival is contacting a much more evolved form of life. But the end result is to cheapen the value of man, his being made in the image of God, and the significance of the fact that God himself became man in the incarnation to save his creation. This also tends to cheapen the concept of the atonement and Christian redemption.
In other words, they're doing this to deceive you into missing out on heaven and instead end up going with them straight into the lake of fire. And contrary to popular belief, that place of punishment is real. The demons know it, and they want you to join them there too. Let's take a look at what the Bible says about hell. Contrary to the father of lies, God's word describes hell as the place where God pours out his wrath upon the wicked.
Romans 2:5-6, 9. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. There will be tribulation and distress of every soul of man who does evil. Hebrews 10:26-31. Certain terrifying expectation of judgment, and of raging fire which consumes the enemies of God, severe a punishment, for we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Contrary to the father of lies, hell will not be a place of friendship and rock music, but of misery, darkness and isolation. The only thing you will hear from others are their cries of torment.
Matthew 8:12. The subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 2 Peter 2:17. The wicked, for whom the black darkness has been reserved.
God's word declares that there is no rest for the wicked in hell.
Revelation 14:11. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, they have no rest day and night. Matthew 25:41-46. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power.
Every moment a soul goes to hell for eternity. You can deny and scoff all you want, but the Bible is clear. Hell is real, and you really don't want to go there. The demons know this. That's why they've concocted this age-old lie about UFOs. They want you to go to hell and then join them later in the lake of fire forever. That's how evil they are. But the good news is, God doesn't want you to go to hell. The Bible says hell was originally created for the devil and his demons. Mankind was originally intended to be in paradise with God. But since we've all blown it, myself included, we've all become disqualified for heaven and instead have earned a place in hell.
Romans 3:23, 6:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Again, this is the good news. God doesn't want us to go to hell. And so, out of love, he made a way out so that we could escape this horrible destruction. That way out, the only way out, is through his son Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. He took the death penalty in our place. Please, before it's too late, call upon his name, ask him to forgive you of all your sins, believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, the Bible says you will be saved. He will come get you, not the aliens, at the rapture of the church. It could happen at any moment, don't delay. But if you'd rather listen to lying demonic teachings including the lie of UFOs over what the Bible says, then your fate is sealed. That's what this book is all about. That's the question I leaven you with, are you ready? Will you be deceived? Will you fall for the lie? Will you continue to fall for UFOs, the great last day's deception? Or will you listen to the truth and receive it before it's too late? Listen to the words of Jesus.
Luke 12:35-40. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
Please be ready. The time is now. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you of all your sins. Don't fall for the lie. Receive the truth. The rapture is going to happen and it won't be from liftoff of UFOs. Will you be left behind because you chose to listen to the false teachings of a demon in the last days, just like the Bible warned about? I pray you won't. Please, don't fall for the lie. Don't be left behind like these guys. God bless.
Everyone is going along with their daily activities. Walking their kids to the park, catching the train to get to work, husband and wife having coffee in the morning. It's just like any other day. It's kind of cloudy, maybe it will rain today. Suddenly, without any kind of warning, the guy walking behind you disappears, the child swinging is gone, and the swing comes back empty. The husband having coffee with his wife, while holding her hand, is left sitting at the table alone and the hand that was holding his wife's hand is now empty. When he opens his hand, he realizes that her wedding ring is all that is left of her. Where have they all gone?
Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming.
Take the way out through Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Read the next page. I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.